Welcome to episode, I think we're probably going to call it 99B of Book Off Banter. Now, a few disclaimers. Number one, Carla's just told me she's three glasses of wine deep.
This is the third glass. Yeah. I'll explain why.
Anything could happen.
Big glasses. The best thing it was, I said it and Katie went, let's record now. She got all excited.
I know. I'm not like, oh my God, you must have had a bad day or like whatever. I'm like, This is good for the pod. This is really good. Okay, now this is where I confess. So we could bullshit you and we could say that we felt bad that you weren't going to get a wanker of the week and you weren't going to get news. And in fairness, we both have, I think, quite a lot of stuff's happened to us in the last couple of weeks, and we wouldn't have had time to do that and do like a special. Now, we could go with that, but the thing is, number one, you all know us and you know that we're fuck ups. And number two, which is going to be honest and say that basically we have had analysis paralysis and we've just gone round and round being like, what about this? What about this? What about 100 of this? What about 100 of this? What about 100 of this? What about if we ask the listeners for this? And then just as it's got closer and closer, we've done fuck all. And then today...
Can we just say, until this morning, we were literally sending voice notes going, should we go for 99.5?
Yeah.
Which was Katie's idea. Katie said this, let's go for 99.5. And it was, Kate, because we are actually recording. We normally record on a Tuesday.
I know.
And it's not Tuesday. So this is the funniest thing, because Kate then goes to me, don't worry, we'll record late, because I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, all of a sudden, I was like, I actually sent a voice note going, are you one of those 5 a.m. wankers doing like yoga and journaling, because I need to rethink this whole situation. She's like, nah, it's fine. It's okay. It's none of that.
So, just my child didn't sleep.
Yeah.
And then now I'm so anxious about having to get up for work early that even though I don't have to get up early yet, I'm trying to train my body because I'm so anxious about what's coming my way.
I should maybe send Vince, I'll cover this in our news, but I should send Vince to come and live with you because he's picked himself up a lovely little trip recently. Should we say, oh, bless you, darling. I've got a dog sneezing on my lap. But yeah, so if anyone's expected anything more from us than just unfiltered chaos, then I'm really sorry.
So where we're at is we usually record on a Tuesday, which gives me a couple of days to edit and upload. In actual fact, this is now Thursday at pretty much 9:30. It is Sebastian's third birthday tomorrow. So that is where we're at. So should you not see this episode until Saturday, that's what's happened. But the plan is powering on 5 a.m. Hope he doesn't get up at 5 a.m. too.
And we will cover why it is 99B of an episode, which is we want to put out a really good 100 episode. And we basically couldn't because we couldn't get that, and we want you guys to be involved a bit more.
So so basically it's, you know, normal service, it's a bit of a fiasco,
but... absolute fiends going on. And what can I do? I'm two and very low. This is the worst of it, is I don't normally drink in the week. I don't drink in the week at all. And it's a Thursday night. And I'm basically a little bit half cut. Because it's been hellish. We'll cover it. We'll cover it all in news.
I had a large glass of Prosecco today. Yeah, just before we recorded, to be fair. Because, just everything that can go wrong at the minute is just going wrong. And, like, I'm not going to get into it. But I was just like, do you know what? So I had a veggie chicken burger and sweet potato chips and a huge glass of Prosecco, Matty.
I love the fact that when it all goes to shit for you. Like, I'm opening the stuff that most people would have as a celebration drink.
Yeah. I know.
Own it.
Nothing to celebrate here.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel
birthday.
That myself. Yeah, there you go. She's got a cup of tea now, though. Got a cup of tea there.
Because I did the little test thing that I do on my microphone before I think, and I was like, hello. And I was like, oh, brilliant. So now I also can't speak. So I was like quickly sprinting to make a cup of tea. Okay, so that's all of our, you've had our usual explanations of why we've
excuses.
Let you down.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Basically, the first 15 minutes of every episode is us basically trying to explain
justify.
Why we are shit.
But on the flip side, you're getting an extra episode.
Yeah. So come on. Here it is, guys.
So our news, which I didn't want to miss because I feel it needs to be shared with the podcast, that I have fallen off 3 times since our last record.
Oh, my fucking God.
Now, you might ask yourself, is this split? She has 3 horses. Is this split? 1 fall 3.
I'm going to, can I go out there? Can I put it out there?
You can.
It's bougie, innit? It's bougie, innit?
Yeah, it's bougie. I mean, all I'm surprised that you guessed that so quickly.
I know. She knows something. I wouldn't get on the horse for love nor money, but I fucking love him because he is so good for the podcast.
Honest to God.
The best of it is you last episode going, yeah, I've got this little bit of leather in his mouth. Fucking dream. It solved all my problems.
He basically just trolls me, that horse. Like, so he was going so good. And so then I was like, I kept ringing Carla and I was like, you know, oh, we've got it now. We have absolutely nailed it. Like, we're flying now, Carla. Yeah, yeah. It's all coming together. And then he does this thing where, like, and whenever I try and say to her, like, because usually I just ring it, and often even when I'm on him, but with him, and I've always done that, but with him it's difficult because she's like, he is so clever and he's so complicated. Mm. I can't tell you how to correct it unless I'm in front of you. Because basically whatever you do to correct him, he quickly then like adapts it. And it's all straightness, which like I don't blow my own trumpet very often, but I am really good with straightness on horses. This horse is crooked in more ways than I can tell you. So what he does is
does it feel like sometimes riding a bit of, I always say this about solo, because I'm really one about straightness. I love this.
Yeah.
I work so hard on straightness. And but solo, I used to feel like I was riding a cooked bit of spaghetti. That's how I used to apply, because you'd get him to take his outside rein and then he'd like wobble through his shoulder, and it almost felt like it didn't matter where you put him or held him, he'd find a way to kind of wobble out of the contact.
No, so, I've ridden ones exactly like you're saying. So I 1,000,000% know that feeling. He doesn't do that. He kind of like, so his main one is when he's coming off the left rein, the whole time he's trying to come out through his right shoulder, like as he's coming to the fence.
So
I tried really hard to keep him dead, dead straight. And as he took off, he just pushed out through the right shoulder. And then you get it straight, and then he'll start doing like almost like baby traver. So then you're like, okay, now I need to straighten that, the quarter. And it ends up, I feel like I'm doing a fucking Rubik's Cube. It's too much. Like I ring Carla on the regular and just say, he is out of my fucking pay grade. Like, but basically, because I'm learning loads, when he is not dead, dead straight, he doesn't power properly from behind, but he doesn't want to be dead, dead straight because he's lazy. So he doesn't want to power. He doesn't want to use his core, and he doesn't want to power from behind. So he just tricks you constantly. And he's like, I'm straight. And you're like, you're not. Anyway, so after he leveled me twice, because he would come in a shitty, shitty, stupid canter and then get under the fence, jump it 700 foot in the air, land, buck, do a couple of flying changes and go out to the side, now just like cartwheel over his head.
You've got nowhere. You've got nowhere to go there.
One of them, nothing. I was just lying on the floor going, ugh, for a while. Can
we
So,
just put out there if there's that you know, like Hitair or Point Two or any of these people want to sponsor someone that would really sell their products? I'm seeing a gap in the market.
was it
What's the
you that
point
said
in
that to me or Ben? Because someone, I'm
Oh,
trying to think.
well, but all I'm saying is, what's the point in sponsoring someone that isn't using your product on a regular?
I can't remember who.
And someone that's falling off a lot. All I'm seeing potential. I'm seeing marketing potential
It
for one
was
of these
Ben,
companies.
other Carla, or you, who I've
What,
like, I've fallen off Bougie again. And I think it was Ben went, thank God you don't wear one of those air jackets because you'd cost a fortune in
I
canisters.
know the canisters are expensive, but
You? Like, no, are you really
to
right?
be fair, I think that's why I've stayed on for so much,
Yeah, I
because the
would.
canisters is so expensive. You're like, I am not falling off. You will hang. So maybe that's what you want to do. Get yourself an air jacket on, and like, don't matter what the fuck the horse is doing. You're like, I'm not falling off.
I mean, I
I'm
said
going
to
through a
Carla,
canister.
I was like, I just don't know. I said, I've never fallen off a horse as much as I fall off this one. She said, yeah, he really knows how to get you, doesn't he? I was
I
like,
know, yeah.
thanks. Like,
But
so
that's just simple facts sometimes.
anyway, so after he'd sent me into outer space, I was like, do you know what? I had a pep talk with myself and I was really proud of myself. And I was like, do you know what? It's because you're not being brave enough. You have got to bring him at the fences.
I'm just going to put out there the amount of times this horse has leveled you. And you just get back on and you keep trying and you keep trying and you keep, and you're saying you aren't brave enough.
Well, because I think
Your idea of brave and my idea of brave are obviously incredibly different, because I'm putting out that you are so brave and so understanding of this horse. So many now would have shipped him off
oh, yeah,
somewhere.
100%.
And you're trying your best to work through it all with him. And you just don't give yourself the credit for it. And I'm just like, oh, I'm not being brave enough. Fuck it, I would put my ass in the saddle.
Mean, I shouldn't. And then it doesn't stay in long when I do.
I mean, at least you try. I mean, you might only be in there 30 seconds, but you are.
Scratching my saddle as well because I've got grippy stirrups, and every time I fall off, because he throws me so like violently that my stirrup comes over with me, and honestly, I keep scratching, and that's really sad. Anyway, so I was like, I'm not being brave enough. I have to force him to go forwards. If I let him mince into the fences, even though it feels safer, he's actually more likely to decant me on the other side. So I was like really proud of myself, right? I went in, I got a schooling whip, which I've stopped riding him. I didn't tell Carla I've stopped riding him with a schooling whip, but I had. Got a schooling whip and I was like, we are going forwards. And for the next couple of days on the flat, I was like on his case. And he really was good. So I was like, okay, we're gonna jump. We jumped, he was fantastic. So then the next day, put a pole on the floor. And he decided he was going to be like, nah, I don't know, I'm going to bother today. I'm going to go really backwards, really crooked. And I was like, what he does is he goes crooked and then he's like, I'm all of a knot now, so I'll have to trot. So that's like his thing. And then he lands and he's like, that was very hard work. I'll buck you off. So he came back to trot. We landed after a pole on the floor. I have to reiterate, a pole on the floor. And I flicked him with the schooling whip to be like, that's not okay. Fuck me sideways. This thing, I think I fucking saw Jupiter. Like, he fucking sent me flying. Like, honest to God, Carla. Like, I was like.
God.
So.
So you're not being brave anymore. You're just gonna like, I'm gonna just,
No, I
let's just
am.
go. No, you are. You are. You're an incredibly brave rider.
I got
Like I
on.
say,
I got back
so many
on.
of us would have given up on him.
And
And
I
you
was
got back on
like,
after that.
I got straight back on and I was like, right, now you're going. But I'm not going. I'm not raising it past a pole because until the pole's perfect, there's no point in going any
Yeah, I know.
higher.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
you
yeah.
are going to canter, like your heart depends upon it. I got straightness like better, but it's still not there. I need some lessons with him because he's just.
Can I just say though, poles on the ground are my favourite thing ever.
Yeah.
And I do them all the time with Vince, all the time. And I think they're so underrated. And I'm not just talking about these fancy pants pole exercises.
Oh, I never do those weird ones. Just that look like.
Yeah, I know. Just scattering a few poles out. You don't even have to put out strides. Mm-hmm. Just literally scattering them out. And every time I think I haven't got my eye in, I will literally just spend, you know, a schooling session cantering over poles on the ground. And then I'll go and I'll jump around the course and jump, and I'll be fine. Because you can canter over them, you can get your eye back in without the strain of a horse jumping and without the concern, in your case, of being, well, I would like to say not being sent skyward, but you were sent skyward over a pole. But I'm a massive advocate of poles, and I think more people should just like scatter them around, walk, trot, canter over them, whatever.
One of my favourite things is to build a course of poles. Because I think people go wrong is like approach and landing, and you don't need the jump at all.
No, because the problem is so many people on approach to a fence, they're so fixated on the fence and getting to the fence and seeing a stride on the fence, they forget about the important thing, which is riding the corner before the fence and the canter that they're getting to the fence on. Take that out of the equation by just sticking a pole on the floor, 100 times better. That's our little training tip for you.
Oh, look at us. We're so wise.
That's what two large glasses of white wine will do for me. I'm
that's what three concussions in 2 weeks will do for me.
Oh, bless him. Well, I mean, please don't ever get rid of Bougie, because all of a sudden our podcast will be utterly shit.
It will, because you're going to have feathers soon.
Oh, that's true. I can't wait for this. People keep messaging me going, is he here yet? Have you got him? I'm like, he lives over 5 hours away. This is going to take a level of coordination that I don't have in me this week.
The second he coming he arrives, soon. Everyone's going to know. Because honestly, I just think you're like going to be the dream team.
You think the concept's great now. Wait till he arrives. I can't wait. I'm not even going to lie. My whole family are so excited about Lord Featherington. So my husband, who is cooking dinner at this point, doesn't love horses, very anti-horses. But we had a little bit of a conversation because obviously like the whole jazz thing has kicked off. And then I told him about, you know, I said, I don't think Chance is going to go through another winter. He's like, he got quite upset. He's like, but you're not putting him down yet. Because he's fine. Because as long as he's known me, because I had Chance before I met Sam.
All right, okay.
As long as he's known me, I've always had Chance. So he's like, yeah, but he's fine. Like, look at him. He's healthy. He's happy. I'm like, no, it's not imminent, but it's something I have to think about as an owner of a horse, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he's, and he's like, he's getting quite upset. And I was like, this man hates horses. Like, what's happened here? So then I said, obviously, Jazz is going over. I said, but we are getting another. And he's like, okay, I take back everything I've said about Chance, because now I'm concerned about what's going to turn up. And then I showed him the video of Lord Featherington stood on the step, and this big smile on his face. He was like, so is he a breed? Is he like a Welsh? I went, yeah, he's just Lord Featherington. That's all you need to know. He's like, he does look really cute. So... And then I told, Oscar about him. Oscar. And Oscar just keeps asking now every day, when's a new pony coming? When's a new pony coming? When's a new pony coming? Jazz, who's that? Who gives a shit? So there's a lot of excitement about Lord Featherington. B.O.B. Lord Featherington. I've just got to get my shit together. So I have sent some quotes to get him for a transporter, like a shared cost, to see whether I can get him picked up and brought down. But I think I'm going to have to do it sooner rather than later. So we might have to see if we can get some help. Maybe if I drove halfway and someone can meet us halfway or whatever, or sort something out.
Yes.
For various reasons.
Hang on, let me finish my news then before you start yours.
Oh, sorry, no, don't.
Because I have just been to the most amazing place in the world. Okay. So for Seb's birthday, like he has all of Henry's toys. And so like he doesn't really need much. And I listen to Parenting Hell podcast. Do you listen to that? It's so fucking funny.
No.
So anyway, Josh talked about he'd gone to this safari park with his kids and stayed in a tiger lodge where they could look at the tigers from like bed.
Oh my God,
And I was like, I wonder,
I
how
wonder
much.
Deborah's.
No, but wait. I was like, I wonder how much it would be. Because Seb's been obsessed with elephants since he was born. So I was like, I wonder how much it would be. And if they've got an elephant one, they did have an elephant lodge. Now, I'm not gonna lie, it is expensive. But if you stay in the lodge, then you get like 2 days access to like everything. But even if you don't stay in the lodge, if you just go for the day, I literally, you know, when you go somewhere and you're like excited and then it just surpasses everything. That's what it was like. Okay, so I'm gonna send you some pictures after this, but
Please do.
I hand fed a zebra. It had its head in the car.
No.
Yeah. A hand fed giraffe had its head in the car.
This is so much because I once went to a safari park that all that happened at our safari park was a monkey ripped off my boyfriend's area and then pissed on our windscreen. So you have literally done so much better already.
A deer did bite me quite hard on the finger.
Yeah,
It wasn't
wow,
a
yeah.
deer. It was like, I don't know, some sort of African deer thing with big horns.
Impala. Impala.
Bit me hard. One of them did steal a food that was clearly grassless, and I just paid £4 for like, you know, those mini, like
Oh,
the fucking thing.
I've got
Literally, first big deer thing I saw, grabbed the box. Fucking wrestled it out my hands, so that was quite annoying.
oh. I got ripped off basically recently this weekend, £20 for basically a bale of straw. I'll cover that in a minute.
Yeah, well, I paid £4 for a Cocoa Box, Cocoa Pops mini box size fucking grass nut thing. It was like six grass nuts, and I was like, next time I'm bringing a sack from home. probably poison all
You
the
said like
animals.
a little black mark,
Yeah,
little black mark on the top.
like Del Boy with a suitcase.
You want some grass nuts? Opening up your chocolate, like
Got high
you
five,
know,
the
watch
cubes
this
in
man.
here.
That's it. That's it. Definitely, that's the future.
So there was a rhino whose horn was so close to the car that I was like, it's going to scratch it, and we had to drive away. I'm trying to think what else.
Oh my God, this sounds amazing.
I'd like, honestly, anybody, if you can go, especially if you've got kids, go. I cannot praise it highly enough. And the elephant, it was just incredible. Like, you could lie in bed and look at an elephant eating a hay net.
Oh my God.
Hang on, can I send you photos while we're recording, or will you not be able to see them?
Yeah, do that. Send them. I don't know if
Okay.
I'll see them, but send me. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep my dogs out of this room because my husband's kicked off, but the dog's scratching the leather sofa. Oh, hang on, that's a good idea. How am I going to get back in? Oh no, they can get under. Hang
Henry then started, Henry's a
I've got phone.
persona child. He was then like, I wonder how much. And he was like, Mum, I found a zebra for £3,000 in Ireland. Should we get that? I was like, no, we are not getting a zebra for £3,000 from Ireland, for the love of God.
Good job I haven't found that one before Lord Featherington. That's all I can say because I'll be backing out of our little deal. That's all I can say. Oh, hang on, it's a good hang on. Oh, stop.
Is that not the most
This is
amazing?
amazing. This is insane. Absolutely. Please send me details.
Yeah,
I
so
think even with my Even with my kids being older, they still love that.
Oh, like Henry had the time of his
Amazing.
life. And actually, because they've got like rides and stuff as well, and they were decent rides. Like not just kind of kids ones. If anything, there was probably less for Seb and more for older kids. Henry's not good with rides, so I forced him to go on one with me that was fairly tame, and he just it went up like you know when they do like as they sort of go up the hill, it literally went and he went, I don't like this. I was like, well, it's literally just leaving the
That
station, and he was like, I don't think I like this, and I was like, well, it's basically tough titties. At which point he proceeded to just drop his head into his arms and just go the whole way around. I don't like this. So,
forget. As a kid, we took our kids to. We took no, we didn't even have Isaac Oscar then. We only had Oscar, and he was very little. We took him to Thomas the Tank Engine World or whatever it is, and we got there really, really early, and there was no queue for this ride, and it looked like this lovely little train. We looked like this lovely little train ride. So Sam said, "I'll take Isaac on it," and because we were so early, they got on the front, and it was called the Troublesome Trucks, and basically it was an out of control little roller coaster. But we didn't realize. So they're right at the front, and it was going so fast. And Isaac was screaming the whole way around, and I was just like horrified. The thing is, it came into the station and then it didn't stop. It went around the second time, and he was just reaching his arms out to me, going, "Stop!" So yeah, it wasn't my greatest parenting moment, I can't lie.
I mean, mine wasn't because he did that on the pirate ship, and I just laughed the whole time.
No,
Although I did
stop that.
feel a little bit ill because I was like, I think maybe falling off because I fell off the day before we left, and I was like, I think falling off and then going on a pirate ship is not the vibe for me.
Yeah, no, I think most people would struggle a little bit.
Yeah,
Sorry.
my head was like, are you kidding? What else do you want to put me through? But anyway, that is all I've got to say. I will put some photos up. West Midlands Safari Park.
It looks amazing. West Midlands, is it?
Yeah, I just
Sorry, excuse
could
me.
not, couldn't rave about it enough. Most incredible place. All four of us were just like, most incredible place I've ever been. This
You're
is me being
wanker.
an influencer, but I don't have 10% code.
It'd only be 5%, wouldn't it, if you were a true influencer?
Yeah.
What's it you call it? Pissing in the wind.
Yeah. To be fair, I wouldn't have minded a little bit of pissing in the wind. I wouldn't have minded an influencer pissing in the wind for me. That.
Even if 5% would have been quite nice,
Yeah.
wouldn't it? My news. So Jazz
Is it wrong
went
that I'm like
back.
excited slash scared because you've had wine for a reason and I'm literally getting comfy.
It's been a hard knock week, shall we say. So Jazzy went back on Monday, which was sort of sad. To be fair, Katie had a bit of a laugh about this because I obviously didn't realise he was going to go back, and I'm on clay and it's very, very muddy. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And so I cut his tail really short. And when I say short, it was to his hocks. And this horse has got a really high tail carriage. So when I was walking, trot, cantering him, particularly, he looked like he had a fucking mini skirt on. It was the worst thing. And then obviously it all went to shit. And I was like, I said, okay, I'm gonna have to return this horse with like the shortest tail you've ever seen. She thought it was funny, so that's fine. So
I just think karma is a bitch.
I didn't do it on
That's
purpose, although it honestly looks like I did, because he was due shoeing on Tuesday, and his owner was going to come pick him up on the Monday. So I cancelled his shoeing. The fucker pulled off a back shoe on the Sunday. So I'm rocking. She's turning up this to pick up this horse. He's got no back. He's only got one back shoe on. The shortest tail you've ever seen to man. He shredded one of his rugs. Well, two of his rugs. One of them had been burnt. One was not even fit for anything. And I was like, I look like I've basically just You know, like the Psycho X, when you hear these stories of Psycho X's, that's basically what I look like. I look like I've hacked this horse's tail or ripped off its shoe and then just slashed its rugs. Like, next thing, I'm surprised they didn't hide some prawns somewhere in a grooming kit so they knotted. You know what I mean? I literally was at that level, but it wasn't intentional. I
Oh,
swear to
do you know
God,
what?
if
As a
any of you
future
know
episode,
Jasmine,
I'm liking this. Ways to get back at someone who's taken their horse back off loan.
it wasn't intentional. I wish I had the intelligence to do it intentionally, but I really fucking hadn't. And yeah, so it
I think,
wasn't
listen,
my
I think if she's got to pay for a set of shoes and a new rug and a fucking tail extension, she's done quite well.
She's done all right. She's done all right, hasn't she? She's done all right. So anyway, another thing that I did kind of a little bit smile at was because I was actually a post night shift, so and she was coming at an issue meant to be coming earlier than she was supposed to be. I was like, I'm really sorry because it's gonna be muddy as well down to everything else because I'm not gonna have time to like brush him or anything. She's like, no, that's fine. And she got delayed. So I was asleep when she turned up, and then I woke up because the dogs were barking. And I looked out the window to basically this horse that when I'd picked him up had taken a long time to convince to go on my horse box. To be fair, the whole time I've had him, he's actually been really, really good to box. But the first time I tried to load him, he was a little fucker and wouldn't get on my horse box. And the arsehole just basically strolled on, just like, okay, I'm ready for my new life now. And I'm like,
It's a
you
bit
could have at
shabby
least
here.
got
Look
the,
at me. I've only got
I
three
know,
shoes on.
just waving his short tail around. Bit of resistance, Jazz. You could have fought my corner a little bit here. But he didn't. He just strolled on and he went on his jolly way. And and it was really weird because I was really concerned because obviously I've gone down to the two and I didn't like to leave chance. But the two of them have been really, really good. But we have had this incident and we thought it was Vince missing Jazz. So obviously he called for him a few times when I turned him out and whatever. So I'm like really concerned because it would have jumping out. So I kept going down, checking on him. And every time I go check on him, I give him an apple and a carrot and make sure he was okay, top up their hay, check their waters, you do that. And then he'd start neighing again and I'd go down. So this happened like the kind of the afternoon, early evening. And then the next morning, the whole house was woken up at 5:30 in the morning to Vince neighing. And we were like, oh my God. So I get up, get dressed, go and feed him, sort him out. They were out, so I brought them in, fed him, checked he was all okay. The next morning, and that we it happened again the next morning, and I was like really, really concerned, went down. We worked out that it's got nothing to do with Jazz because when I'm not there and any other rest of the time, he doesn't neigh at all. He has just worked out very, very quickly that if he starts neighing and making a bit of a fuss, he gets a fuss back. Because, you know, you've got to remember this isn't a normal horse. This
No,
isn't
he's
like
such a bell end.
he's so fucking clever and could twist. So anyway, but anyway, they're in tonight, which is why I'm drinking wine, because I was intent on because the weather was meant to be nice. Well, I thought the weather was gonna be nice. So we've had a few days of glorious weather. So it's like, oh, they're gonna go out in the spring fields, it's all gonna be lovely. Today's basically, I don't know what the weather's like with you.
Shit.
Fucking pissed with rain. We've got amazing winds now. To the point where they were so miserable, they're in for the night. So I had to miss a pole class. I'm like, oh, fuck this. I'm just going to drink some wine. So I'm really sorry, everybody, if I'm incoherent. I won't
You're
listen back to myself.
disappointingly coherent, to be honest.
Oh, am I being quite sensible?
Yeah, I was really hoping for a lot more.
Oh, don't. I'll get my tits out in a minute. That'll do for you.
What about £20 for a bale of straw?
Oh my God, the 20 pounds for a bale of straw. So I went to go and pick up some straw, and normally I order ahead, and I hadn't ordered ahead.
You've been drinking, and I haven't. Well, I mean, tiny bit for me. When you said normally I order ahead, I was like, why does she order ahead?
Yeah, normally I phone up my place and I go, I'm coming down in an hour. Can I have 10 bales of straw? And I'll put them to one side. Didn't order ahead for my straw.
Not
Walk
like
up
I'm
there.
here
She goes, oh,
now.
we'll walk up there. I ain't got any. I said, are you kidding me? She's like, no, we haven't got any bales of straw. She said, I can do you a bag of straw. I said, well, how big's a bag? So she went, was kind of like demonstrate with her hand. And I said, well, how much is that? She said, £2. Basically, it's what like people that have got hamsters,
Yeah, I was going to say you'd
gerbils,
get for like a
they
guinea
buy them
pig.
bags of straw. They buy them bags of straw. And I needed to top up their beds. I'd mucked out. I needed some fresh straw. And so I basically bought 10 bags of straw, which equated to possibly a bale for £20. They saw
What would you do?
they had massive windows. They saw me coming big time. I bet they did have bales of straw. They were like, just hide them, and we'll sell them really expensive bags.
They're basically now gonna do Vince. Like, so
Every
every
time.
time you go, they're gonna be like, hide the straw, hide the fucking straw, hide the
Hide the straw.
hay.
Tell me I've got
Let's
a
see how
straw.
much you
Tell me.
pay for hay.
Stop, because they probably will.
We
And
don't
then
have
I'll.
any hay, but we do have this special hay that's been grown
In
by
bags.
fairies and pixies, and it's in special pink bags. It is £50 a bag, but the horses will be able to jump like deer.
Yeah, well, I'm not being funny. Someone said that
I
to
mean,
me. She
Vince
didn't even say
can.
that to me. She didn't even say that to me. She just said, oh, we haven't got any, but we've got bags. And I bought 10 bags of straw, not even tightly packed bags. They were really loosely packed. They were basically travel.
Oh.
I bought 10 of them, 10 of the fuckers,
I'm
20
pleased
quid.
I remembered to ask you about that. That was well worth the story. You see, people, this is what you would have missed out on had we been organized.
Anyway, then I'm going to tell you my ghosty story, which Kate, you already know,
Yeah.
about the passport. So, my caveat to this is I am not one of those people that believes in ghosts and stuff like that, but I do have a bit like Katie, which is a little bit sometimes the universe just looks out for you. It just does, it looks out for you. And anyway, I normally keep my horses, all of my horses' passports in case I need to move them quickly in my horse box. And I took Jazz for his vaccinations in February and realized that when I got there that I didn't have his passport. And I thought, that's really weird. Why wouldn't I have his passport in here? And then I thought, oh, maybe I took it out for some other reason and it was in my old Mini that blew up. So I said to the vet was like, well, it's fine, we can just jab it, we can vaccinate him, we've got it all on record, and we can just bring the passport in whenever and we'll sort it out. So anyway, I then went home and I kind of started looking for it a little bit, but not like seriously. I looked for all the stuff that had come out of my old Mini. Couldn't find it anywhere. Then obviously Jazz was going to be returned. And I thought, shit, he needs his passport. I need to get these vaccinations put in. I need to sort it out. And I started looking everywhere for this passport. Now, when I tell you, I was searching like I have never searched before and getting incredibly stressed about it. Because I was like, fuck this, I really need this passport. So I looked through everywhere. I looked through all the stuff that had come out of my old Mini, digging stuff out. I was looking in places where I knew it was impossible for me to even put this passport. But I thought, if I at least I know I've checked there. And then on the Wednesday before he was meant to go back, I all of a sudden got this overwhelming sense of calm. And I was like, I'm gonna find it. I don't know how I'm going to find it, but it's going to be fine. The passport situation is going to be fine. I'm not, and I stopped stressing. And before this, I mean, when I was stressing, I was tearing things apart, stressing. So no, I'm going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. And then didn't even look for it on the Thursday. Thursday night, I have a dream. And this, I'm sorry, everyone, if you all think this is really woo-woo, but it is. And I had this dream, and it was crystal fucking clear, this dream. I cannot describe how crystal clear it was, which was me walking into one of our storage caravans. And I walked in, and on the floor, there was a book about gardening. And I opened the gardening book, and inside it was the passport. So the next morning, I even mentioned it to my husband because I laughed about it because we were like, I said, I've just dreamt that I found Jess's passport. And unbelievably, it was in the gardening book. And like, why the fuck would I ever? I'm not into, I don't know if people have known this about me, but I'm not into gardening. Why the fuck would I put it in a gardening book? Why would it have been in that storage caravan? No. You know, and it was just, for me, it was just really, really funny. So it got on to like Friday, mid-morning, and obviously I needed to go and get this passport stamped because it needed to have jobs put in before he was picked up on Monday. So I thought, I've got nothing to lose. I might as well just go over to that storage caravan and have a look. And I walked into the storage caravan. Oh God, I've got a little bit of chill going down my back now. I walked into the storage caravan and I walked in, and on the floor was a book. Now, admittedly, it wasn't purely about gardening, it was about trees and gardening. And it was just there, a really heavy book just on the floor. And oh God, I've got goosebumps again. And I went over and I opened the book, and inside it was the fucking passport. And I have just, and I cannot explain it in any way, shape, or form why the passport was in that caravan, why it was in that book. I know I would not have put it in there, but I cannot explain it. I can't explain the dream that I had. Oh, if anyone has got any ideas, because I'm a very scientific person. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in anything like that because I believe everything can be explained. I can't explain this. I'm really sorry.
I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't believe in, I'm not like religious or anything, but I definitely believe in like something. Like I sometimes feel like it's people like from your past who kind of just like look after you. But I remember like a sort of similar-ish thing, in that we lost our first dog, mine and Ben's first dog. She was only like really a baby, and she died like in quite a horrible sudden way, and I wasn't there, and I was so sad. You know when you're like sad like in your bones, like you just can't. And I just was worried about her. I was worried about whether she was in pain, and I was worried about like, you know, just so many different things. And then I had this dream where like she just was there, and she looked really well, and she, I don't know, I just, it was a weird feeling. And I woke up and I was like, no, she's okay. Like, and I felt okay again. It was just so strange. Whereas like I've lost loads of animals, and I've never had anything like that, but I've never been that worried about, you know what I mean? It was just, and I just sometimes think there is like something that helps you. I mean, I
I
wish
do have to
it
believe
helped me learn
that.
how to ride
I
bougie.
know. Yeah, I was going to say that. Sometimes the universe does look out for you. And, you know, maybe, I mean, I'm sure I would have remembered putting my pa a horse's, one of my horse's passports in a book on gardening. But maybe I did put it in there. And maybe the universe and my subconscious just came together and went, she needs a little bit of help now. She's struggling a bit, and I got it. But yeah, I think that I won't say I'm more open to considering that sort of thing, but I can't explain that. And I think honestly, if I honestly thought that I had possibly put the passport in there or put the book there or something like that, I don't know. I it would have sprung in my mind because I'm quite a rational,
Well, sometimes you
scientific
like you find it
person.
and you go, oh yes, I put it there because
I
of
remember
that.
doing that now because but there's no reason for me to ever put it in there or ever put it in that book or whatever. Utterly insane. So if anyone's got any ideas how that happened, I don't know.
So with that, should we move on to Wanker of the Week?
Yeah, let's move on. I don't know if that might be, even be my wanker of the week.
Well,
No, it's not.
I have one from last week because I missed it.
And
this happened to me the day after we recorded. So the episode where I said I didn't have a wanker of the week wasn't even out. And I was like, this would be my wanker of the week. Now, I want to just preface this before anyone starts by saying I was on a windy country road and it would be more dangerous to pull over or stop. So I'm driving the two boys home and Henry was like, Mummy, why are you driving like that? And I said, because, Henry, my necklace is stuck to my bracelet. So I was driving basically with my chin on the steering wheel because my necklace
was
hooked into my bracelet. And Henry was like, just take your bracelet off. And I said, I can't, Henry. And he said, why? And I said, because I've super glued it to my wrist. And you know when you're like, at some point this child is just going to be like, are you supposed to be the person that looks after me? Like, are you as good as it gets? Because here I am in the back seat with you driving with your chin on the steering wheel because you've super glued a bracelet to your wrist and you tell me it like it's completely normal. So that was my one crumb of the week for last
week.
Well,
yeah. Amazing.
This week's
she's done twice.
Bougie.
And also falling off a horse. Oh, what a surprise.
Now, you would think that it's because the bastard's thrown me off three times.
You would.
You'd be wrong. So, I think...
I fucking love that horse. I love him. I mean, I'm glad I'd have to ride him, but I do love him.
I think I mentioned on the last episode that we have got all this new fencing with the bushes in the middle and that they have to be all protected from the deer. Mm-hmm. So all of the little canes that are in to support the baby trees growing have been removed. And some of the little plastic surround things for the trees.
Oh, the surround for the trees, yeah.
Yeah, all been removed. So Ben's mum and dad are like, fuck, it's the fucking deer. Like, so they're putting them all back in. Every day this is happening, putting them all back in. And then Ben's mum said to me, your horses are pulling those things out. And I said, no, it's the deer. And she said, it's not the deer. Because the trees are all completely unharmed. So the deer would eat the trees because that's why they would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, there's not a single tree harmed. And there are bite marks at the top of every single wooden bamboo cane where someone's like yarked them out the ground. I did try to say that I still thought it might be the deer, but she wasn't keen. Anyway, bless Ben. She then, I heard her say to Ben, those horses have pulled all those things out. And Ben said, it's the deer. This was with no, like, with no input from me. Ben went, it's the deer. She was like, it's not the deer. Anyway, then a couple of days later, Ben's dad was like, 50 fucking canes I have just put back in. I was like,
no.
That does sound excessive. And then we watched him do it and we did have to confess.
Bougie.
Now, I would have put my money on Mint because Mint
can I just say
playful.
Something? I have a thing which I don't think Bougie and Vince should ever meet.
No.
The world would implode.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if them fuckers met?
But like Mint is the naughty one of the two. I mean, obviously not like, but you know, mischievous. Like he's the one who would, in my opinion, do that. Bougie isn't. Bougie's not playful. So I can only think
throw you off.
He is literally doing that. out of sheer badness. He is enjoying watching people have to replant those every single day.
It's like a game of fetch. Yeah. In his mind, he's basically Labrador. He's throwing the stick. The humans are bringing the sticks back and putting them back on the ground. He's taking the stick out of the ground. He thinks that you're... It's like, you know, people have said that, they're like, about dogs. They bring the stick back and you throw it like, prick. And it's like, that's what he... In his mind, he thinks the humans are enjoying putting the sticks back in. Otherwise, we'll keep doing it.
So...
He's happy there.
I mean, I didn't really know what to say. I just said, I think once the grass comes through, he'll lose interest.
Yeah, I fucking hope so. I don't think that's Boucher's style.
I don't think so. I think he would rather starve and piss everyone off.
And just keep throwing them sticks on the floor.
Yeah. What a bastard he is.
Yeah, but he is funny. He's good for the pod.
And he does have a good fringe. You can't take that away.
And he can jump, so he hope he can jump.
He's got a redeeming feature.
Yeah, we're all too committed in him now. To be honest with you, he could take every single pole. You would not be allowed to get rid of him because we're all just like, oh, it's Boucher. So my husband's created a barrier to the library to stop the dogs coming in. It's amazing.
You want to hope none of your dogs are like Vince, because they'll be straight through there.
That will not stop them, but hopefully it will. So my wank of the week is my youngest son, Oscar. Oscar is very fashion conscious, and he's got like, I don't know if people have seen it, a lot of people that have got teenage boys will see. It's very fashionable at the moment. They've got like quite short, and they have like these very bouffanty fringes. It's a very full fringe that they have. Very, very, almost like bougie. They have this very bouffant fringe. And him and all his friends got this same haircut. And he goes to cadets and stuff. So that he has to have his hair short. But every time it's like, don't touch the fringe, don't cut. And we have to like cut the minimal amount of hair off. And I popped to the supermarket on Monday. So he came back from school and I popped to the supermarket and I came home. No, I was in the middle of the supermarket and I get this message on our family group chat, which is like, felt quirky, and a picture pops up and it's Oscar and he's got no hair, like no hair. I was like, what the fuck? It turns out he's taken... I bought Sam a really nice beard trimmer for Christmas. He's taken Sam's really nice beard trimmer to his own hair and he's cut it. It's nothing even about this cut. Like, he's gone to the skin in patches. He had like a long bit at the crown. It was the most run, and he's just like taken the lot off.
That's so weird. So anyway, teenage boy to do that.
No, it's not. Not my kids. Are you joking? Anyway. I got the got back and we were like, how are we going to repair this? So I found we've got some clippers, hair clippers. Well, yeah, we got some hair clippers from when lockdown, and I was doing everyone's haircut. So I kind of tidied it up the best I could, made it a bit neater and stuff. And it's still not great. It's still not great. And he was still laughing about it until he Googled how long it takes for hair to grow. And then all of a sudden you can see like this regret just like swipe across his face. It's like, what the fuck have I done? So your poor guy has been wearing a hood and a hat to school for a couple of days. So I think it was Jette, we were like chatting and stuff, and I said, so why did you even do it? Because he was like going on about his hair, and like, he went, someone at school bet me £3 I wouldn't do it. So he's wrecked my husband's beard trimmer. He's taken off all his hair for £3.
You want to be like, I'd give you like a fiver to not do anything so ridiculous.
I can't believe he did it. Honestly, I'll put a picture up. He aged himself. He went from 14 to 18, like literally in a swipe of a beard trimmer. He looked insane. Absolutely insane. He's a regret. And then this evening, he's actually come home and he's got into his head now, because he's got this short haircut, He's going to bleach it to look like
Anything for a
Eminem.
penny at this stage,
So
what's he got to lose?
He found something called a toner, and he convinced himself that that was going to bleach his hair. I was like, no, that's like toned down bleach. It's got no, nothing. He put that on his hair, walked around for about 30 minutes, not a single change. I don't know what he's teenagers, man. Anyway, also, wanker of the week.
I'm not looking forward to teenager Henry.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I can see Henry being incredibly hard work.
He's incredibly
not
hard
gonna lie
work
to you.
At the best of times, to be honest.
Yeah, so.
I don't
nearly threw
think...
my third glass of wine, guys. Nearly threw my third glass of wine. Maybe it's time for me to go.
I don't think it's going to go well, because he had an absolute abdab when he was dying, apparently, of thirst. And the only thing we had was a fruit shoot. He was like, I can't be seen drinking a fruit shoot. It's embarrassing. People will think I'm a child. Like, you're nine. Let's have a drink of the fruit shoot. And now, because me and Ben are... now me and Ben are like bad parents. So whatever happens, we're like, it's not as bad as a fruit shoot, is it? It's not as bad as drinking a fruit shoot. Oh,
have we?
Be horrific.
Have we said about?
Oh,
have we
no.
Said about what we want people to do?
We haven't.
Okay, so. So we're going to put it out to you. So this was 99B. 100th episode is going to happen.
Next week.
Soon.
So.
Next week. So we're going to get two episodes.
Yeah. So we need you to do this like coming week.
And we need it. We need it. What we want from you, I'll say the first bit.
Okay.
Which is, we want, think of all the things that we've done, said, whatever. We want your favorite Buck Off banter moments, so we can revisit them, remind us of stuff that we've done, said, or whatever that you thought was funny, brilliant, kind. I know one of mine is, which is actually quite a sad one, but I just funny, kind, hit you in the feels, whatever. Just give us your favorite moment of Buck Off banter, and we are going to share them, and Kate's going to give you the next bit.
And then for the second bit, we would like 100 words that describe Buck Off banter. So what we'd like is if everybody could send us one word that epitomises Buck Off banter to you, and we will hopefully be able to compile a list of 100 that hopefully will sum up what the podcast kind of is to all of us.
It's a pain in, I know what the podcast is to Katie. It's a pain in her ass. I love it. I fucking love it now. I can't believe I ever went away. I don't know why I kept it out. I was basically my therapy. What was I thinking? Ella leaving this.
Is that
show.
Your word, therapy?
So it's basically my therapy now. I literally went to them. I'm gonna lay it on the line. Let's be quite honest. I'm on my third glass of wine. Anything could happen now. I went from, I know we kind of skirted over me leaving Buck Off, and I left it because I wasn't great and whatever. And now, and I used to hate recording. I got to the stage where I'd feel uncomfortable recording. I wouldn't listen to any of the episodes, yada, yada, yada. And now I literally love recording. I look forward to recording, and I absolutely adore it. I love the messages we get about it. Oh, it's my favourite thing.
Yeah, it's so different from, I feel like we're gonna kind of go on to a topic here, but it's so different probably than what I thought it was gonna be. Like in so many ways it is exactly what I wanted it to be, and then in other ways it's so different. But like I feel like it's perfect for us.
Yeah. It's just us gaffing.
Yeah.
But I also love the fact that we gaff. And we've got our lovely like people that want to gaff along with us.
Yeah.
It's the best. We love you guys. So please hit us up with your favourite Buck Off banter moments.
Yeah.
And your words.
Yes.
Booyaka. I've just drunk my third glass of wine. I feel like I should go.
Yeah, I think let's end it. But yeah. If you can send them to me or to Carla, and we are gonna do you an episode that you will be proud of. For next week.
You're making very wild things there saying that.
I'm going big, Carla. I'm committing.
Well, I mean, She's being brave again. Like, to be fair, she's brave like she is with Bougie. It's Bougie brave, that is. Bougie brave.
I mean, look how that ended
up. Love it. Well, let's not go there.
All right. So we're going to go before Carla says something that's going to get us cancelled.
I know, possibly. Start dropping the C-bomb again. Anyway, no, that's you that does that.
Absolutely.
We'll catch up with you guys soon.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.